This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Right on. Right on. Right on.
Welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. I have a new show, The Hand of God. Have you heard about it?
I've heard you talking about it, and I think
it's the first time I'm talking about it.
You are all over Amazon Prime.
Oh, Amazon Prime blows away Netflix.
Everything wow. I see on Amazon Prime,
Goliath
Frank, bring it up.
Goliath is Amazon.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Goliath is Amazon,
it is,
right?
Yes. It's right there with Goliath. The first season of Goliath, by the way, I think is as good as Ozark. House of Cards, as good as anything. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah. I had to ponder it.
The
Hand of God is the one where the person comes back years later into their life, or no?
No, he's the
Which one is that?
The crooked judge who he thinks he has a religious experience while his son is in a coma. And it's, boy, it's nasty. It's really good.
Who's in it? Anybody of note?
Not really. Dana Delaney, kind of an attractive 50-ish woman.
Oh, yeah. Used to be in everything on
yes,
ABC, I think,
absolutely.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, so, what's the one where the wife comes back years later and the husband already started a new life or something like that?
Oh, that's on Manifest on NBC, but it's also... No, is that the one?
Maybe.
I thought
there was another one that you were really into.
I'm sorry. We have to welcome to the program Danny Heichert,
I'm
SEC
sure
Grid Report.
Fascinated by it. It's not like he's busy today.
Danny, how are you, sir?
Is this the Leonard Maltin show?
That's an old reference. All right, we know you're swamped. Just a couple of quick thoughts. Missouri in St. Louis, give us the grade. How much do you like it? How well did they do?
I liked it. It's players that are similar to players out of state they've gotten in the last two years with Barry Odom. I never thought they had to be from St. Louis, that they just had to be capable of in the second or third year helping us win the Eastern Division of the SEC. These are similar players. Williams from Parkway North is a little better than that. You know, he would be exceptional wherever you got him from, if you got him from Florida or Pennsylvania or wherever. So the fact that our zip code is, you know, one we recognize and, that's a plus. I like following these guys, but I'd say they are not especially better than the players that they brought in the recent past. Certainly no worse. And Jelani Williams would be the standout.
And how about out of state, the quarterback that's coming from Dayton? We've heard all about Kelly Bryant. Yesterday we learned more about, who's our guy, Sean?
Robinson.
Sean Robinson, yeah. But now we've got a kid, a high school kid. We finally, not a transfer, not a college kid, but Connor Bozulak. What do we know about him?
Okay, he plays in a run-based, run-pass option offense. But he reminds me, this is half glass full and then half glass empty. The glass half full part is when Drew Locke was at Lee Summit, you know, he was a 6'4" and a half tall, lanky guy who could throw it from different arms, lots of accuracy and on time. That's what this guy is, but he's not as athletic as Drew was at that time. So he's Drew Locke-like in a lot of aspects, his sight lines, his delivery, he throws on time, his people in stride, very accurate. But, you know, if you thought Locke kind of meandered when he ran option and stuff like that, wasn't an especially hard target, this guy is even, a little worse off than that. So one of the things Missouri has to decide, if you've got him on the shelf and you've got Kelly Bryant, you know, what kind of offense are you going to be? You know, because he would be, Bozulak would be more adept to running what they've been running, which is a primary in the pocket guy, semi-roll, but not really sprint out, not full run option type of guy. He's good. I just wonder, you know, what offense he's going to run. And in fact, what kind of offense is Missouri going to run?
Of the guys that Mizzou signed today in St. Louis, my gut feel is that Jelani Williams could have the most immediate impact, that assassin safety from Parkway North. Of the guys they signed here, who do you think has the best chance of coming in right away?
Well, that's right. He's going to be there in January and get his reps in spring practice and get all that intellectual stuff that might slow you down from reacting. He'll kind of get that out in front of all that. So he'll go 7-on-7 with that group down there in Columbia over the summer. And so by the time, you know, August comes around, you know, he's got 20,000 reps in his rep already. So I think you're right about him. The only concern I have with him, he plays such an impactful, I'm trying to stay away from using the word concussion, but he's so impactful and such a hard hitter, and he's such a lean guy. I wish he had more mass. But, you know, I thought when Roundtree came out of North Carolina as a running back, I didn't think you could play running back in the SEC the way he played in high school in North Carolina, which was shoulder down, wham, bam, thank you, man, collisions. And darned if he can't do that. So maybe I'm underestimating the translation of Williams from Parkway North to Missouri in the SEC, because, boy, he just wipes people out at the high school level.
Hey, Danny, what about the kid from Vienna? I'm blanking on all my names today. Williams.
Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams, yes, going to Notre Dame. What do you think can he have an immediate impact, or you think down the road, who does he compare to?
You know, he's so versatile. You pick your back, but make your back really versatile, who's willing to pass block, who can make you miss in confined space, a really good SEC type of tackler. He can make that guy miss on contact. If you get him, he'll get two more. A guy who not only pass protect but catches the ball well. His speed is good enough. It's not great, but it's good enough. So you pick the running back that's really versatile like that, and that's Kyren Williams.
All right. A few more things before we let you go, because we know this is a big day for you and for all these high school kids in the St. Louis area. Danny Heitert is with us on the STC Grid Report. I want to ask you about Jack Buford from Lutheran North. His father, Tony, was a terrific player, 300-pound guard. Can he come in and be an immediate impact player too?
You know, I doubt it, and that's not really banning him at all. You know, he's like some of the players they brought in. He projects as an offensive guard. That's kind of what he played in high school. He's really good in confined space. He's quick. If there's a big line split between him and the tackle, him in the center, he's quick enough to not allow penetration. He can get movement of big, massive guys. So you can look at it the way big programs like Oklahoma, Auburn, and people who have offered him looked at him. They looked at him and projected him as a type of guy that could have a 3'10 killer on their nose lined up who's really quick. And Buford, they thought, could this guy handle him in 2-3 years from now? And their answer was yes, and my answer is yes.
All right, final thought real quick. Isaiah Williams headed to Illinois. We had Terrence Curry on yesterday. He used Brad Smith as a player he could compare him with. What do you think?
You know, he is really hyper. You can't exaggerate how hyper quick he is. And he's, you know, you pick the best perimeter tacklers in college football today. It's no sure thing they're going to get him down. He is a super hard target to get down, you know. So I don't know he ends up because of his height and his sight lines. Could he make the transition to quarterback? You know, it's possible. Christian Morton, he's that type of player who played at Riverview Gardens, Illinois, in the NFL as a cornerback. He's that same type of quarterback. He's just 2 inches shorter. So I think ultimately he's probably the best cornerback prospect in the state of Missouri, although he doesn't get many snaps there. So I think he ends up in a position other than quarterback, but I think he could help Illinois' return teams yesterday.
And Danny, as far as Mizzou having an impact, what shifted here? Is it just that they're winning more? It seems that there's buzz, there's momentum formed. Does it start with one kid? How are they getting the locals now?
Well, you know what I think happened, Martin? I think it's how close to decision-making time is your winning or your losing. In his first 2 years, you know, when decision making was, we didn't have this early signing date. When their decision making process was happening in the summer or in the spring, you know, when their decision making was kind of in the fall, and you had delayed decision making, Missouri during those first 2 years of Barry's regime was losing right at the heart of decision making. Now, because we have to make those decisions a little bit closer on the calendar, you have to make those decisions in the spring or in the summer. What was in their minds, the recruits' mind, when they made their decision this time? It was the 5-6 game winning streak last year. The bowl didn't seriously impact their thinking. So the proximity to Missouri winning and the recruits having to make their decision, those were very close this time. And it's going to be that time next year again. I think Missouri winning like they did late in the fall, late in the schedule, and decision-making this round is going to be in the spring for these kids that are going to be seniors. It's going to be in the springtime. That's when they'll make their call. I think it sets the stage for Missouri to do well again.
Great stuff. We appreciate it, Danny. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right, Danny Heitert, STC Grid Report. Pretty good day for Mizzou.
Yeah, and I apologize, Frank. I was blanking on all these names. So right as the show's beginning, and we should all put our phones away yet, that's how we communicate, I got an email that said, urgent message from your son's teacher. So I was like,
oh, boy.
So I'm freaking out, and you have to type in your password to get in, and I'm forgetting it. So I'm typing. While you were telling me about these great shows, I'm trying to remember my password for my kid's school. And it was Merry Christmas. The kids have been great. And I'm like, wait a minute.
That's the urgent.
It said urgent. I'll show you. Wow. I will show it to you.
Oh, my God.
So first, I kind of panicked when I saw that. And then Frank's telling me about this great show. And I should be 100% locked in.
That's not urgent at all.
And I just said, Frank, I mean, you could have said, Exorcist, greatest movie ever. And I'm like, oh, absolutely, Frank. Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Second. Sure, absolutely. So I'm trying to get into this stupid thing.
Looking
I'm
like, for Mr. Goodbar. Boy, how does that come to mind?
And I'm like, what is going on here at this school? And then it's, happy holidays. The kids have had a great year. And I'm like, oh, not so urgent. Kyren Williams, Sean Robinson. Next topic.
My God, what a terrible message.
I know, I'll show you. It says urgent.
Why does it have to say urgent?
I don't know.
It's a holiday message from your students. Let's again, see. The subject. Urgent? Oh, my God. You have an urgent message from the teacher at the school. Oh, my God.
You immediately think, what did Carson do?
Did he sign early? Did he commit today?
I want to get a quick reaction from you on our all-time Blues team of McInnis Pronger, Federko, Brett Hall, and Brendan Shanahan with the goalie Grant Fuhr and the coach Scotty Bowman.
My immediate thought was, how do you not have Brian Sutter on there, who had such a legendary career, but in terms of skill set, I mean, he's a great Blue, legendary Blue, but probably not a better player than those guys you mentioned at forward. I think my goalie might be Mike Liut, just because when I was a kid, it felt like he was like one of the stars of the team. They didn't have a great team, but I felt like at that age, he was one of the reasons we went to the game. We were always talking about Mike Liut.
Yeah, unbelievable. The goaltender spot, you make such a great case for him. How can you go against Glenn Hall, who led him the 3 Stanley Cups, and then how do you go against Curtis Joseph, who may have had the longest run here?
It's sad that none of them had a really long run with a lot of winning on that resume. We've had a lot of goals. There was a time when I thought Rick Walmsley was going to be the answer. I mean, we've been through the Jim Carreys of the world. They've had so many different guys cycling. Like, Fuhrer was here. It was definitely the end of his career, but he still had some sizzle, still had some magic, other than trying to interview him. He would give nicest guy who gave the shortest answers.
One word. You had to be sharp because you had to keep firing because you knew you were going to get 3 words.
How do you stop Connor McDavid? Well, we'll see, Frank.
Exactly.
A huge game tomorrow. It is. I mean, he would say yes every time, but you could ask 100. It was like Uncle Buck with Macaulay Culkin. You could ask 1,000 questions, and it would probably take a minute.
One other thing about this, and when I was putting these things together, I did get together with some people and get thoughts and everything. And Mike Claiborne insisted that Pierre Turgeon be on that list. And we just got this text saying, hate to say it, but Turgeon was definitely better than Federko at center. And then somebody else said Adam Oates. That's Mike Bush actually said Adam Oates. Well, I'll tell you, the Turgeon thing is interesting. Now, granted, they didn't win championships with him. But, boy, in terms of just skill and production, he was so good.
And at the Winter Classic, he looked like he could still play.
Oh, you're right. Didn't age at all. Didn't look any older.
How many years was he here? 5-ish, maybe 5 to 6. Incredibly skilled player.
Maybe not the toughest guy.
No, not his game, clearly. More of a setup guy. Had
Bergeron's
some big goals.
Here for five seasons.
I think longevity, that's what's tricky about all this, is longevity versus impact in the time that they were here. It's a fun debate, though. I mean, there's a lot of great names. I think the problem with the goalie is that you don't have an obvious answer. It's great that we've had all these wonderful names over the years. There should be an obvious, I think.
Yeah, we did not get any Roman Turk votes.
So. No, or Yaroslav Halak, who's second in the league currently.
Doug's prison wallet texting in, why do you hate Vincent Riendu?
There's another one.
All right.
I think Rammer he's in the house.
Do we do the five right now, or do we do it with Bob with us?
Let's do that. Yeah, let's include Bob. Yeah, let's do a quick break.
He'll have a better attitude than Strick and Tuna about the questions, right?
This is true.
Jake Allen, by the way, 38th now in save percentage.
He went up.
He cracked the top 40.
Are you now monitoring? You're going to monitor that now every day?
Tied for 38th with Peter Mrazek.
And obviously, you can only criticize a goalie when they're under that 50 ranking. If they're ahead of that, it's not their fault.
Well, he's a top 50 goalie.
Hey, you know what?
When he's a top 40 now.
When a song cracked the top 40 list, everyone throws a parade and congratulates the musician. So I think we should congratulate Jake Allen for being a top 40 goalkeeper.
And they got a dog.
Yeah.
They got a cute dog.
No dog tweets last night. It's probably because they won.
Yes. All right, before we go to break, quick word about the Bomberito Automotive family. If you're looking for a place to buy a car, Bomberito.com is the place to look because they sell over 30,000 cars a year, and you can go through their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. There's a reason. They win state championship after state championship. The Bomberito family just figures it out. And we've already mentioned the Sports Commission. They're doing a great job, and they had that tremendous television show tonight, the Musio Awards, 9 o'clock on 5 on Your Side. We'll be right back.